Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, hello and welcome to Following on TalkSport 2. Myself, John Norman, alongside Steve Harmison, looking back at the first day's play in the second test match between India and New Zealand. A delayed start thanks to a wet outfield, meaning we didn't start until after the lunch break, which had been taken a little early. 78 overs in the day, which ended up being 70. India winning the toss, deciding to bat first, and a host of changes for either, well, actually no, for India, three changes for India, and one for New Zealand. The big one, though, was for New Zealand. Virat Kohli back for India, but Kane Williamson missing out for the Black Caps, and he's set for a spell on the sidelines. Two other changes, as made mention, for India, with Giant Yadav coming into the side in place of the injured Ravindra Jadeja, and Mohammad Siraj playing instead of Ishan Sharma. And as I say, 70 overs to reflect on here on the Following On show on TalkSport 2. Okay, before we get going though, Harmy, there has been some breaking news in the last few minutes. It'd be good to get your views on it. We've heard during play, of course, but Yorkshire deciding, Lord Patel deciding, I suppose, to completely change the management structure, or the coaches structure, of the side. Martin Moxon, director of cricket, and first 11 coach Andrew Gale have left the club today, in addition to all members of the coaching team, and a new director of cricket will be appointed imminently alongside a new coaching team which is to be recruited. So yeah, big changes at Yorkshire. And Lord Patel seemingly very keen to make some big decisions and to make wholesale changes at the county following what we know has occurred over the last few years.
Not surprised that they have gone after what happened with the Azim Rafiq stuff. You know, Andrew Gill was, I think he was more or less put on garden leave straight away for a different incident. But then, obviously, Lord Patel's come in with a clear plan of clearing the slate. And one, an additional thing that's happened, they've removed the... I think there was a lot of these counties have a medical team which isn't part of the... isn't owned by the club. It's sourced out and brought in, and that's been removed as well. And I think when you read between the lines, Wayne Morton, I think he is in charge of that company. He was supposed to go in front of the MPs, and he didn't show. So that tells you that the medical team has been removed, as well as the coaching staff. It's no great surprise. It's where they go from now. It's always, for me, it's always this whole situation now is rebuilding people's trusts, educating people who are being uneducated on the world of change, in sport. And I think it's now moving forward and where they go from here. And like I said on air earlier, there are plenty of candidates either from Yorkshire or, you know, that live in this area that potentially could take over at Yorkshire. I'm thinking what Richard Dawson's done for Gloucestershire. And he's now got his foot in the camp with England Lions. He could be somebody who could be tempted to go back. You've got to remember, this is a massive county. It would be a huge thing on your CV if you turn Yorkshire into a club again, which people can not only just trust, but produce England players. Thinking the likes of Ian Harvey, who did well with Richard Dawson down at Gloucester. And one of my old mates, I'd love to see him get the job. I know, I think he went for the Warwickshire job. I'd love Otis Gibson, who's international experience, as well as, you know, played for a whole host of counties in county cricket, whether it was in overseas or during the Cold Pack, international experience for South Africa. So, and he's now with Bangladesh. So somebody like Otis Gibson or John Lewis that's been around Durham and been successful from this area understands what's going on. But they need to move quickly because, you know, the season will be here very, very soon. And to get a director of cricket and a chief executive into place, that's not going to be easy, as well as getting your coaching staff and your players ready for what will be a very tough start of the season, because all eyes will be on Yorkshire once the season starts in April.
Let's have a listen back, though, to some of the highlights from TalkSport 2 today. As I may mention, there was no play in the first session. We only got 37 overs in, though, between lunch and tea. Three wickets falling, 111 runs scored. Let's hear how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
Somerville in. Down the wicket comes Shubman Gill. He used his feet beautifully and slog swept him over deep mid-wicket for six.
It's caught. Doesn't matter, because next ball, yeah. Abby hasn't even come on to explain the stumping. And next ball, Shubman Gill has pushed the ball outside of stump, got a nice edge, carried beautifully to Ross Taylor. What an incredible two balls. New Zealand lose the wicket. New Zealand get that wicket back. 80 for one. AJ Patel, left arm finger spin again around the wicket. Yeah! And he's bowled him! He's bowled Cheteshwar Pujara. He's come down the wicket. Abby is furious at the back of the box.
Yeah, it's an absolute beauty. Looked as though he's all in sea there, Pujara.
This is a chance of an LBW here. And he's given it. He has. He's come forward, bat and pad. It's beaten him on the inside part of the bat. Coley has reviewed that straight away. Coley thinks he's hit that.
If it's bat pad both together, or it's close enough to bat pad close together.
Can you please
Does
take
he
it
stick
back
with the unfair decision?
And then
Virat Kohli is out. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time. Shreyas Iyer is out in the middle. India are 80 for three. And Ajaz Patel is on fire.
This one is chopped away. And Will Somerville is after it down towards third man. But the ball always had too much pace on it. Even though it's slowed down on its way to the boundary. That's 50 for opener Mayank Agarwal.
It's taken him a bit of a time to score his 50. He was struggling in the last 7 or 8 tests. He was just averaging 24 in the last 8-odd test matches. So that's going to do a world of good to his confidence going forward.
And the afternoon session, well, getting off to a poor start for New Zealand. First off, Kane Williamson ruled out the test, and in all likelihood, he's not going to be playing much cricket for quite some time. Tendinitis in the elbow, problems with the tendon there. I mean, you know, he's a batsman, but have you, in your experience within the game, you know, this does seem to be a problem that's afflicted him for a while. It's flared up again. Is it just one of those things that you can never really get rid of as a batsman?
I don't think so as a batsman, because I think, you know, the tension you grip in the bat. They say tennis elbow goes as quick as it comes. It just seems to disappear. But, you know, in my experience, I can think of Sachin. Sachin Tendulkar had it a lot, especially when I first came into the game. My first test series was against India, and Sachin was overcoming tennis elbow. Then Nasser Hussain had it a lot in somebody I was, you know, that was close to in my team, and that was painful. You know, he never smiled at the best of time, Nasser, but in the time I first came into the England side, he wore that, you know, I think it was the magnetic band on his, you know, just below his elbow. Kane Williamson's always got his elbow strapped up. But they mustn't think it's too bad, because well, saying that Sunrisers will always, you know, retain them, but you know, Sunrisers of Hyderabad have retained them for the next round of IPL as one of their four players. You know, you look at what happened with Rajasthan with Jofra. If they didn't feel as though he was fit, they probably wouldn't have retained him. So for the tournament, so yes, he might have a little period of rest and recuperation, but I don't think it's going to keep him out too long, because I would imagine if Sunrisers didn't think they were going to have Kane Williamson for the tournament, they wouldn't have retained him in the auction list. So, yeah, I'm just looking and putting two and two together. I might have come up with six, but he'd be a big loss for New Zealand in this test match, because you know, not only his leadership, tactical nous, but I think New Zealand will need his batting and his run scoring in this game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Especially as they lost the toss again. I mean, that was another big blow, wasn't it? I mean, India are it's not a first 11 now, is it? I mean, you're missing five or six first team players, and then again, whilst Rahane might have been fortunate to have been injured rather than dropped, Jadeja would have played. He missed out as well. Ishant Sharma, but with the return of Virat Kohli, the form of Iyer, all of a sudden it looks a stronger batting lineup, and Siraj coming in for Ishant Sharma just meant winning the toss again was could possibly be another big moment in this test match.
Yeah, it is, and you know, especially when you look at you get to a break and you know, you're 80 for one, and you're thinking, right, we've done a good job here. We've nullified Saudi, who were bowled very well again at the start, but very well throughout the day. I thought the way the Indians treated spin, the dismissive of Will Somerville. You look at this India side, no matter who they pick, they're a fantastic side, and largely down to the IPL. I keep going back, the experience that these young players have gained, played under pressure in big stadiums, big occasions in the IPL, stand them in good stead throughout their whole career, never mind their test career. Suresh Iyer has gone and get 100 in Kanpur, and Mayank Agarwal, he looked very, very good. He looked very, very accomplished. Overpitched, he put it away through extra cover. When the spinner came on, as soon as he chucked it above the eye line, bang, straight out, down the ground, whether you hit him through the extra cover region or over the top of the extra cover region, straight back down the ground, he was very dismissive of the spinner. So I think all in all, India have had a decent start, but come back for me to team selection for New Zealand at 80 for three with Neil Wagner in the side and not Will Somerville. You know, they might have been able to sort of penetrate the middle order of India a little bit quicker, as well as trying, you know, different techniques, you know, to test the ticker. So I look at the New Zealand side, and I think they've missed a trick by not playing Wagner. I look at the Indian side and say, look, you know, there's been chances given to young players who have taken them, who are now putting even more pressure on Ajinkya Rahane, who's not in this side, and Pujara, who, to be fair, he just run past a straight ball. So it just shows you what the pressure is on some of the older players, but some of the younger players, they look as though they're thriving, being given a chance.
Yes, I mean, look, India lost 3 wickets with a score on 80, but, you know, at times, Somerville in the first test match, he was accurate without looking threatening. Patel was expensive, but he did bowl wicket-taking deliveries and he took 2 wickets as well. This time around, Somerville was wayward and he didn't look threatening. And he was hauled out the attack. I mean, he's bowled less than 10 overs on the day. Okay, it's day one of a test match. You can't be too over-reliant on the spinners, but it is a little bit mystifying that Wagner didn't play when you saw how toothless the spinning attack was in that first test match. So, look, he may turn it round. He may play a part with the bat. We shall see. What did you make of the batting of Agarwal, Mayank Agarwal, who went on to score a much-needed century? Because you do talk about the pressure. There was certainly pressure on him. Because, of course, these guys have only got a couple of chances to make it count before the likes of KL Rahul or Rohit Sharma will be back in the side. Where did you, or how did you feel he went about his business today?
I thought he played really well. I thought he early on he pushed out one or two that were, you know, the ball moving from Saudi. I think anybody would. Rohit would have. I think KL Rahul would have. But you know, you earn the right to score runs. I've always said that. It's something you hear me say quite a bit. You earn the right to score runs, and I thought he did that. So you overcome that new ball period. When the spinner came on, he hit him downtown, blazed him out of the attack, made that Latham had to go to a fifth and sixth option in Ratchan Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell, and then bring Southee and Jameson back on when he probably didn't want to. And that is the art of batting. Basically, if there is a weak link in the attack, you punish it. And I think that's what Agarwal did very, very well today. I think Shubman Gill tried to be a bit more proactive and positive in that partnership when he got out. I think then Agarwal took it on. And I think it was just making sure that he identified what bowler was there to hit, what area was there to hit them in. You look at Pujara coming down the wicket, look all at sea, miles away. And there was a couple of others, you know, even Sirishaya came down the wicket and wasn't sure which way he was going to hit it, whether he was going to go leg side or offside. Never got that from Agarwal. He came down the wicket, he had an idea. He wasn't bothered about the ball spinning away from the bat. He knew he was in the right position to cover the spin and hit the ball through, you know, the line of the area that he was going to do it. I thought it was a very, very accomplished innings. Watchful at the start, I think respectful in getting to a point of, you know, 40, 50. And then from there, when it was ready to take, you know, the spinners downtown and really put pressure on the Indian bowlers, New Zealand bowlers, when there wasn't anything happening, then he did that very, very well. He's faced 246 balls for his 120, a proper test match innings, in my opinion.
So looking ahead to day two, what are New Zealand going to have to do, apart from bowl them India out, obviously? What kind of score can they possibly manage when you look at the weather forecast? You know, the rain, which was a problem for the first session, it's not going to come back again. With the bowling attack that they have, it looks a huge stretch to see them taking 20 wickets in this match, unless, you know, India perish chasing quick runs, declaration runs. It's frustrating in a way, because it almost feels like it's a problem of their own doing. Although, admittedly, you know, if Williamson did play, then Mitchell wouldn't, and you'd imagine that Wagner would have played.
I'm not so sure on that, because I still think if Williamson played, then it was still a choice to pick Wagner. I still think you could have picked Wagner in that. I look at it tomorrow morning. Again, your old cliche is you've got 45 minutes till the new ball. And it's, can you get to the new ball with pressure on? Can you nip a wicket out? Can you get Agarwal out before the new ball comes? Because if you get Agarwal out in the first 45 minutes of tomorrow morning, whether it is Southey a little burst, Jameson a little burst of two overs each, and then the spinners come on, get themselves ready for that second new ball. If all of a sudden our Ashwin's in with Axar Patel or Yadav, then all of a sudden that new ball then reduces that total of 350 down to 300 straight away. Because yes, they can bat, but can they bat with a new ball moving around a little bit? Because that's what the new ball has done. It did it this morning, did it up in Kanpur for the majority of the time that New Zealand had it. So they'll be hanging. That's what I was trying to say at the end of commentary there, that New Zealand might want to be able to, might want to just nip a couple of overs out with a spin just to bring that new ball closer. So the batsman doesn't give themselves a chance to get in and get set for that second new ball to come. New Zealand will just be wanting a breakthrough. Get rid of Agarwal before that second new ball. Then they'll feel as if they've got a chance of getting New Zealand, India out for under 320. If all of a sudden Agarwal's in and he's still going, Widdham and Saha, he's not going to take the game away from you. But if he can stay in and hang in there and bat for 20 overs and take a little bit of sting out the second new ball, all of a sudden these bowlers that can bat a bit, the more positive players that then can take the game away and you're potentially looking at 350. So, you know, that new, up until the new ball is a crucial time. If in New Zealand make an inroad, then they might be able to nip them out for 300, 320. And then all of a sudden it's game on.
Well, look, you can never rule New Zealand out, so we shall see. India finishing day one, 221 for four, after 70 overs. They, of course, finished day one of the first test match. Let's have a quick look. What was it? It wasn't too far off that, actually, I don't think. 258 for four. And they lost four wickets very early on day two. So we shall see. Southey's playing, of course. He could do it again. To find out whether it eventuates like that, well, you'll have to join us here on TalkSport 2 from 4 a.m. Saturday morning for the first session of play. Steve Harmison, Abhishek Jhunjhunwala, Jarrod Kimber and Neil Manthorpe and myself, John Norman. But for now, thanks for listening to Following On.
Court. Doesn't matter, because next ball, Abby hasn't even come on to explain the stumping. And next ball, Shubman Gill has pushed the ball outside of stump, got a nice edge, carried beautifully to Ross Taylor. What an incredible two balls. New Zealand lose the wicket. New Zealand get that wicket back. 80 for one. AJ Patel, left arm finger spin again around the wicket. Yeah! And he's bowled him! He's bowled Chhateshwar Pujara. He's come down the wicket. Abby is furious at the back of the box.
Yeah, it's an absolute beauty. Looked as though he's all in. See there, Pujara.
This is a chance of an LBW here. And he's given it. He has. He's come forward, bat and pad. It's beaten him on the inside part of the bat. Kohli has reviewed that straight away. Kohli thinks he's hit that.
If it's bat pad both together, or it's close enough to bat pad close together,
can you please take it back
with the on frame decision?
And then now,
Virat Kohli is out. You're going to be hearing about this for a long time. Shreyas Iyer is out in the middle. India are 80 for 3. And Ajaz Patel is on fire.
This one is chopped away. And Will Somerville is after it down towards third man. But the ball always had too much pace on it. Even though it slowed down as on its way to the boundary. That's 50 for opener Mayank Agarwal.
It's taken him a bit of a time to score his 50. He was struggling in the last 7 or 8 tests. He was just averaging 24 in the last 8 odd test matches. So that's going to do world of good to his confidence going forward.
Down the wicket comes Agarwal. Slice drive over long off for 6 more.
Oh, there's an edge. This could be out. This is out, Harmy. He's got an inside edge. Oh. He's come forward to defend this. He's got a little nick onto his pad. And somehow, it's just bobbled up as gently as you will ever see to Tom Blundell, who was very quick in this. Shreyas Iyer is gone for 18 from 41.
Here is Ajaz Patel. Down the wicket comes Saha. And he's going to get off the mark with a 6. Oh, well. 18 balls it took. And he thought, OK, I'm obviously not going to get a single. I'll have to take half a dozen, all in one go. That one is driven, lovely shot through the offside. Wide half volley, and it's 100 for Mayank Agarwal. It's gone to the boundary. He leaps into the air and punches it with delight. A test 100 is a test 100. That's down the wicket and driven straight back over long off for six more. What a shot. That shut me up. He is not playing for the close of play. Okay, the umpires have called the session. Bad light has taken us off the field. It's been a very, very good day for Mayank Agarwal, who finishes 120 not out. 221 for four. Ajaz Patel, the only wicket taker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.